B-Pod Studios.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
It's brought to you by Big Y World Class Market. Join Big Y in the fight against breast cancer by participating in the Partners of Hope program this October. Purchase a pink ribbon or buy designated items in the store. It's easy. Visit BigY.com for details. Drew.
Yes.
What's up, man? Okay. Well, how can we help you?
All right. So I met this girl, Amanda.
Amanda.
And, yeah.
Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Actually, I don't know her last name.
Okay.
Anyway, all right. I met Amanda, and she won't call me back. We had, like, a great date. We met online. I texted her, like, a week before, and I don't know. She even ended up at my house. We did our thing. We went to sleep together, and when I woke up in the morning, she was gone. And now she won't text me. I don't think she does. She knows. I don't know her last name. But
yeah, you seriously? So deductive reasoning is telling. So you're saying that the last thing you guys did was make sweet love at your house, and then when you woke up, she was gone.
Right.
Now, are you confident enough in your horizontal mambo that you think that's not the reason, that she was just like, I can't believe that this counts as sex?
Well, I don't know. It might be something else. It's happened before, I guess, kind of, not necessarily this situation.
Wait,
sometimes
what?
I expect it.
It happened to you before?
Yeah.
Okay. This doesn't sound very promising.
Please tell me it's because people are stealing organs from you. Are you waking up in tubs of ice?
No, not yet. Oh. Hopefully. We usually go to my house, so it's usually pretty safe.
Okay. So you have a pattern of sleeping with girls and having them leave in the morning.
Well, it's not a pattern. It's happened maybe one other time that I can remember.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Did we find out why the last time?
Right, yeah, I know.
Just like we're trying to piece the clues together.
You know what it is? It's the opposite. The sex is so good. They're like, I don't ever want to do this again because I want to leave on a high note.
So it's like crack.
It's like the drug. I know it's never going to be as good as the first time, so I'm just going to leave him.
I'm guessing that's not it.
Well, let's make him feel good and make him think that okay. Might be it. We'll call her next, all right?
All right, thanks.
All right, second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
If you're just joining us, we just spoke to Drew, okay? So his date with this girl, Amanda, who we're going to try and call next, consisted of, well, let's just fast forward to the end, where they had sex at his house and he woke up and she was gone. Now, if that's not bad enough, apparently, this is not the first time this has happened to Drew in his career. We're going to call Amanda, and oh, man, I feel like I just think you might just hear something that is going to make you want to hurt yourself or something.
Jump out a window?
Yeah, and I just don't want him to do that. I just want you to sit down, relax, have a muffin. And stay quiet, because we're going to call Amanda right now. And I'm sure it's not because you're really bad at sex.
Hello?
Hi, is this Amanda?
Yeah, is this?
Okay, Amanda, please do not hang up. My name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And I can, you know what? It's a good reason I'm calling you, so I'm just going to explain. We got your phone number from a gentleman who wants to take you out on a nice date. He really, really likes you. He would love to impress you. So the reason we're calling you is because we're offering you the opportunity to pick whatever you would like to do for a date. We'll set everything up. You let us know what you'd like to do, when, and you just show up with this gentleman who we're going to tell you who he is because you know him, and just see if you guys hit it off. It's literally a win-win situation.
Are you pranking me?
No, it's not. And you're going to, like I said, we got your phone number from this gentleman. He likes you. He thinks you like him too. So I can just tell you his name and we can take it from there. You don't have to say yes before knowing what his name is.
This guy gave you my number?
His name is Drew.
I don't think I should talk about it. I'm also with that guy. Like, please tell him No, thank you. Be nice about it, but I don't really want to do that.
No, that's fine. We'll tell him no, but just can you tell us the reason why so he'll get some sort of closure?
The whole time, he told you we were intimate.
He did, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole freaking time we were doing that, he's, like, giggling, you know? And I'm thinking, like, okay, whatever. It reminds me of, like, a 15-year-old boy, but it's, like, whatever. And then, like, at the end part, you know, at the peak of it, he starts, like, laughing out loud. And it was so uncomfortable.
As,
like,
wait,
wow.
He laughed as he was climaxing?
Yeah.
Maybe he was, he was so happy. I mean, at least it was like a positive reaction. It's not like he started crying or something like that, you know?
No, no, like, you had to be there. It was freaking, like, he was laughing really, really hard, and then he finished, and then he, like, passed out on top of me. And went to sleep.
Is he ticklish?
Yeah, maybe. Well, you know what?
It might be a medical condition.
We shall find out, because I don't know if I told you this, Amanda, but Drew's on the phone, and he was listening to what you were saying. That might have slipped my mind. Drew?
Hi, Amanda. Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, so Drew.
Drew, what's your deal?
What's so funny?
Okay, so Amanda, please, I want you to know it was not you. It's me. It's something
it was definitely you.
it's something I've had to deal with since, I guess, the first time I started, you know, I guess. Might as well just say it.
Dude, how old are you, five?
I finished, and I just can't stop. I can't control it. I just start laughing.
Questions.
Can we ask questions?
Absolutely. We have a question over here.
So does this happen just when you're with other people, or does this happen when you're alone?
Good question, Pebbles.
Every time. Every single time.
What?
I'm sorry. Awful.
I don't mean to laugh and no pun
intended.
No,
it's hilarious. That's why, you know, I knew it was going to be this. Imagine when I'm a 16-year-old boy and I'm laughing so hard in my room, you know.
This is so weird. My mom tries to find out what's going on.
And, you know, it was terrible.
Yo, is it at least good?
Yeah,
up until that point.
I mean, it feels good. I like it.
Well, not for you.
Yeah. Amanda, if you take the laughing out, was the sex good?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why don't you give it another shot? You know, it's a nice free day. You guys have already been romantic with each other. Now you know it's coming. is that what it sounds like?
I mean... I go to dinner. I just, I don't know if I'm ready to have sex again.
Okay. We got dinner. We got dinner. And you know what? If it doesn't work out again, I'm sure there's somebody listening right now who's like, oh my God, that sounds like the hottest thing ever. So,
I mean, I'll take the dinner for sure.
All right. Congratulations, guys.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Practicing safe sex always a good idea. Depending on how you bring the subject up. You'll see what I'm talking about tomorrow morning at 8:10 with your second date update on the 10s right here. Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9. Thank you for listening.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.